When we run out in that field, we're playing not for ourselves but for the town. Anyone that comes through is more than welcome to grab a pair of boots and have a run on the weekend. I think that's
Rugby Australia's Part of More campaign highlights the men and women of various backgrounds and ages who play the sport. Developed over a year, the initiative has shifted the attention from the usual focus on professional athletes. Rugby Australia hopes it will encourage more people to consider playing the sport. Raja Yassin's parents migrated from Lebanon 41 years ago. She has three boys and a girl who play for a club in Sydney's inner west.
People from all walks of life, colour, shapes, sizes. We turn up all looking the way we do, and the minute our kids put on those jerseys and are ready to play, we all become one. And it's about the team and the team spirit, and we all are cheering for the same thing.
Ms Yassin says her rugby club, Petersham, in Sydney's inner west, has not only been accommodating to her family's Lebanese background, but celebrates it along with the diversity amongst its members.
The way in which we contribute to just increase that the notion of diversity and inclusiveness. When we go to our club barbecues, we do our bit. We bring our traditional food and we mix it with our Aussie barbecue, and after that we have a great time.
Raylene Castle, the Chief Executive Officer of Rugby Australia, is of New Zealand heritage. She assumed the top job in January this year and can see how rugby would benefit from showcasing its diversity.
I think it is that inclusive piece and diversity piece is really important. That, you know, it doesn't matter what race, creed or colour you are or gender, you can go to a rugby club and feel welcome and included. And certainly the example we saw from Raja about what she's done and what it's done for her family in Petersham in Sydney here was a really important part of telling that story.
The national campaign also features the Northern Territory's rugby community. Josh Phillips is a development officer based in Darwin and travels to remote communities to encourage more people to participate in the game. He played rugby from a young age and says it's also about what happens off the field.
In all honesty, it was that first game that got me hooked. I scored my first ever try, whether it was league or union, and so that kind of got me hooked. And I've just loved it. I've made some lifelong mates, and as I said, the game's been really good to me. By, you know, it's what I do for work. Not a lot of people say they can do that, and also a lot of I've got to do a lot of travelling through this sport, and you know, made some lifelong friends. So it's fantastic.
Phillips was accompanied by 17-year-old Caleb Nicky at the new rugby campaign launch in Sydney, who also tells his story in the Part of More initiative. Nicky says he took up the sport because of his father.
I grew up playing it. My dad was introduced to it when he moved here. And yeah, like growing up watching him and my uncles play side by side, like, it made me feel like I wanted to play, like I had to play.
Rugby Australia says one of its campaign objectives is to show that the sport does not discriminate and community is at the heart of its operations, even in the Australian national team. Here's Wallabies coach Michael Checker.
I would like to think that all the people at club level, junior level, etc., feel like they're part of the Wallabies and that we can feel like we're part of them too when we go to watch the games, or we're going to our local club, or even if you're going to visit another club, which we get to do often, that we're a part of that. We're part of, you know, inspiring people to want to play down there as well.
And it's with people like Raja Yassin that they hope will get the word out and promote greater social harmony.
But I think a smile goes a long way and a g'day goes a long way. And it's just opening up that conversation. And if it is a means by which we open up dialogue with, say, people from my community or girls within my community who would like to play rugby, then I'm pretty happy to be part of that.
Laurie Luira, SBS News.